Lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, LaDam Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real-life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Hello, friends. Welcome back. We have a podcast episode today that is going to elevate the level of your happiness. So if you want to get clearer on who you are, if you want to get clearer on what's next for you, if you want to feel more powerful and happier, this episode is for you. So hang in here today, because elevating like your level of pleasure, of happiness, is something that can happen like immediately, like in a snap. And the reason is because when you have these minimum standards, when you identify the minimum standards that we're going to talk about today, and you live from those, your decisions become so easy, and you're being more authentic and more true to yourself. And when you're being true to yourself, that is an instant spark to your happiness. And that's what we're going to get to today. Because many of us can catch ourselves just going through the motions of life without real clarity on these standards. We're not acting from our standards. And this can cause you to get into, you know, dirty water with someone, take things personal, feeling emotionally depleted, disrespected, invisible, when we don't have standards or we don't have clear standards. You're uncertain of who you are. You're on an emotional roller coaster. You stay in survival mode. You're reactive, like life is happening to you. It's almost as if, without us saying these words, we're a victim of our own life. We're powerless. We're waiting for others to be different. We're waiting for circumstances to change. That puts you and I in a very powerless position. But with these standards, these minimum standards, that can change in an instant. Let's look at like, what do you mean by minimum standards? Your standards, you have them, but are they yours? Because when they're written and you determine what your standards are, your life becomes very, very different. Either somebody else is going to write your standard or you're going to write your standard. If you want happiness, it has to be written by you, because your standards become like a personal measurement for how you act, how you show up, how you live in areas of your life, in different areas of your life, which we're going to get to in a moment. Think of your minimum standards as your personal code. It's the rules that you set for yourself and you follow in your life. It's almost as if these standards are your accountability partner. I think we all thrive through accountability. I often have clients come to me and say, Linda, I just need accountability to what I say I want. Accountability is a wonderful thing, and this is what you can use as your source of accountability, identifying your minimum standards. And they come from your values, your purpose in life. See, when we don't have clarity on this, the reason that things feel, you know, icky, or we don't feel the way that we desire to feel, it's because we're not living by our truth. We're not living by our standards. Identifying the minimum standard will help you to shift And like I started with, this shift can happen in this moment while you're listening to this episode, because you're taking the time to say, ooh, I'm a little outside of my standard, and that's why I feel like crap right now. That's why I'm not happy. That's why I'm angry. That's why I'm frustrated or overwhelmed. When you get clear on your minimum standard, decisions become easier. Life starts to happen for you, not to you. You're a priority in your own life. And you experience more favorable emotions, the ones that you desire more of, which is probably joy, confidence, clarity, fun, excitement, energy, your identity, who you are. Your identity is renewed to the woman you desire to be and the woman you desire to become. So we're going to talk today about those different areas of your life where you're showing up. What's your minimum standard? How do you want to show up? Who do you want to be accountable to? That identity, that woman that you want to be and that woman you want to become. And oftentimes I work in like the five areas of your life, which is your friendships and money and business and health and family and spirituality. I just want to give you some standards to start you thinking, kind of get the wheels turning as to what it might look like for you. So there's no set number of standards, minimum standards you can have. I recommend that you keep it to 1 to 3 on, you know, your minimum standard. And these are going to change because as you evolve, they're going to change. But here's what they can look like. In your friendships, your standards may look like, I spend time with those I actually like. Another standard could be, I'm available to pull my friend up from the well, but I don't get entangled in their drama, in their muck. You have a boundary. You have a standard. In your money, it could look like, I don't spend above my means. I spend intentionally, not emotionally. In your business, a few of them may look like, I block 2 hours a day to focus on content. I invite one client a month to my business. I write one newsletter a month. Your standards for your family may look like, I put my phone on do not disturb. When we have dinner, no electronics are on. I pause before I respond, because I seek to understand. Those could be 3 of your minimum standards or something like that. They have to become yours. I'm just here giving you an example. Certainly, I use this opportunity to review my standards. And the reason that this podcast episode even came up is because I realized over the last 60 days, I had distractions in my life. And I take 100% responsibility for that because I lost sight of my standards in some of the areas of my life. So now I am back on track. So I'm using some of mine. These are not all of mine, but these are some of mine and some of them that I see in my clients that I hope trigger what you desire, your standards, what feels right in your body that you're going to embody. Because if it feels right inside, then it's meant for you because it's in alignment to who you want to be, that identity that you want for yourself. So in health, those standards may look something like, I manage my emotions through journaling, prayer, calling my coach instead of giving responsibility to maybe food or alcohol. I weight train 4 times a week. I walk 7,000 steps a day. It could be your mental health. I refrain from gossip. Who are you? Who do you want to become? You get the idea. What's your baseline? What are you available for? What are you not available for? What are your non-negotiables? I just shared with you over the last 60 days, I saw myself stepping in and stepping out of one of my standards, or one of the areas of my life, the standards were not being honored. And that was creating emotions that weren't favorable. That was creating distraction for me. And without this baseline, I had nothing to come back to. But when you have this baseline, you have something to come back to. It's not that you're not going to get off the rail. You're not going to do something perfectly. You're a human being. Human beings do get distracted. But having this baseline keeps you out of distraction for long periods of time. So this gives you the opportunity to refer back to your minimum standard. When you're not experiencing an emotion that you desire, that's your indicator. That's your indicator that you're not operating from your minimum standard. That's an indicator that life is happening to you, not for you. That's an indicator that you're operating out of integrity of who you are, out of integrity of your values, of your purpose, of what's important to you. So I encourage you to review these daily, especially in the area of your life that you want to put more focus on, that you see that you are off the rail, because you may be in integrity in other areas of your life, but out of integrity in one or two areas of your life. And this helps you to start your day and to change your emotion instantaneously, because now you make different decisions, and it's only in a decision, it's in the decision that your happiness can change in an instant. We talked about decisions before. I think it's a couple episodes back, so go back to that. We're making decisions even when we think we're not making decisions. But from here, I encourage you to make decisions from your minimum standards. Makes life a lot easier. It makes life flow for you. It creates so much space in your head to do the work, do the things, show up the way that you want to. Taking the time, whether you sit down and journal this out, even just a few minutes as you're driving, listening to this episode, or on your walk, taking a few minutes and looking at one area of your life and saying to yourself, what are your minimum standards here? What are your minimum standards? And start operating from that. Start operating and acting in accordance to them. And that will propel you into the woman you want to be, you want to become. I want you to share with me where you recognize, oh, the reason I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling and I don't like it is because I'm not in integrity with a minimum standard for myself. What is that for you? And just in recognizing it, how has your emotion changed in these few minutes that we've been together today? Share that in your stories. Tag me. I'd love to hear. And I'd love to hear what minimum standards that you're going to show up in to become the woman that you want to become in this second half of your life. With that, I look forward to seeing you on social media, and I'll see you in the next episode. Much love, my friend. Much love. Hey, my beautiful friend, can I ask you a favor? If you got something from today's episode, can you scroll to the show page and leave a review? This helps us get the Second Half Lab out to more women. And because of you, it has reached women not just in the US and Canada, but in Finland and England and Ireland and Australia and many other areas. So thank you. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for the review. I'll see you on the next episode.